chairman of the Brisbane Roar, Mr. Chris Bombalus.
I've lost my voice. I don't know about you guys. What a weekend. What a couple of weeks when we celebrate a double championship for the Brisbane Roar Football Club. Ladies and gentlemen, give the girls and the boys another round of applause. Can I firstly acknowledge the Right Honourable the Lord Mayor of Brisbane, Councillor Campbell Newman, who has given us the keys to the city, and to see a crowd like this in King George Square supporting the mighty Brisbane Roar FC is a dream come true for me. I've been to a lot of things at Suncorp Stadium, and the Minister said we raised the roof. To see 50,000 at Suncorp Stadium cheering on the Brisbane Roar was just a magic, magic occasion. To stretch that unbeaten run to 28 games, to win the Premiership in such dramatic circumstances, you couldn't have written a better script. And I am just so proud of what these guys and girls have achieved in this season. The Premiership double for the boys and the Premiership for the girls, it is an unbelievable double that I will never, ever forget, and I will cherish for my entire life as the chairman of the Brisbane Roar. And finally, there is one member of the Roar team that we haven't acknowledged so far. It's you, the fans. And I want to say, on behalf of us, Brisbane Roar FC, all of us, the team behind the team and the teams, we want to say thank you, Brisbane. Thank you, everyone, for your support. And these guys showed it. These girls showed it. Never give up.
Yeah. It's the man of the moment. Our coach, let's make him welcome, Ange Postecoglou.
Brilliant work. Thanks very much. What can I say? It's totally overwhelming for all of us. Couldn't have dreamed of this happening today and what's happened over the last few days. I'd also like to pass my congratulations on to Jeff Hopkins and the girls. Have been fantastic. Yeah, I'm the front man, but I can tell you we're a team, and I've got the best people that work alongside of me, and couldn't be prouder of them. And obviously these boys here have, you know, what can you say about them? They've done everything this year. I think it was probably the right way to finish the whole season and the final. Not good for us sitting on the sideline, obviously, but once again, they proved that not just skill, not just technique, not just fitness, but above all, their character is beyond question. They are champions in every sense of the word. Of course, I'd like to thank all you people here and everyone who supported us this year. It was our mission to become credible in the Brisbane sporting landscape. You know, we wanted to be up there with the other codes. You know, we know everyone loves the Broncos and the Lions and the Reds. And it's all right. I love them too. There's nothing wrong with that. But we just want to be loved just like they are. And we've worked hard. And I think there was a lot of love there on Sunday night. And I think, we've got a great opportunity to build on that now. And that's certainly our intention. And, we want the Brisbane Roar to be up there with the other codes and the other teams and represent this city and this state as well as they have. And certainly I think this year we've gone a long way towards that. I can tell you in that 119th minute, when people thought, what was I thinking? I did believe, and I believed because of these players, and I believed because of the people that were there that night. You made it happen, so thank you very much.
We'd like to make welcome. They were in three grand finals of the W League. They've won two championships now. Let's make welcome the captain from the women's Brisbane Roar team, Claire Polkinghorne.
Thank you. First off, thanks very much to all the fans who've come out to support us. I mean, the women's W League hasn't got as much exposure as the men's A League, but to be here to share it with the boys, it's an amazing experience for all of us, and you guys make it all the more special. So thank you. To the boys, I mean, we were there watching on Sunday, and it was an amazing feeling knowing that we'd done it and then you'd be able to do it as well. So for us to both have a premiership cup to hold and to be up here together, it means a lot to us, and hopefully it means a lot to you guys.
Our captain, Matt McCall!
thank you so much for coming out today. You've made this whole experience so much more enjoyable for us. We've been enjoying it. It's just starting to sink in for some of the boys. We woke up this morning again and had to pinch ourselves and did we really win? And just so happy. Like to thank our whole club, right from the backroom staff and the coaches, sponsors, chairman. Thanks very much for the keys to the city. It's a huge honour. You know, being a Brisbane boy as well, it means a great deal. And it's thoroughly deserved for everyone's efforts this year throughout the whole club. Congratulations, girls. Another great year. That's the second title and a grand final the year before as well. So they're starting a dynasty and we want to continue that as well. So thank you very much. Thanks for coming out. Enjoy today. Yay!